Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Activity continues to be at very low level. According to the Isle of Strait Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology of the Australian Government in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 77 at 77, and the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 16, that's 1/6. Now those figures are extremely low and are expected to remain in that state for some considerable time. We're moving through the plateau of solar sunspot cycle number 24. This is not expected to continue past middle of 2017. So in the meantime, propagation on high frequencies on long haul paths, on multi-hop propagation, long haul circuits on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. Despite that, we've been having some good reception here in Melbourne recently in the 31 metre band. The summary I made between 1930 and 2000, that's in our dawn sunrise period, with quite good signals from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. Some new signals in this band since the start of the new transmission period include World Christian Broadcasting on 9495 with Russian language programming from the Dabaya UAE transmitting site. Radio Romania International broadcasting from Bucharest on 9790 with Romanian. Radio Television Algerien RTA broadcasting in Arabic to the Middle East on new frequencies, 9810 from Issoudun in France, and that's quite good reception here in Melbourne. And NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo broadcasting via the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican on 9485 with programming in English. Now, other frequencies noted, and other signals noted in the 31 metre band between 1930 and 2000 include the following: 9400 Radio Dengue Kurdistan, broadcasting in Kurdish from Issoudun in France; 9420 The Voice of Greece in Greek; 9410 The BBC from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE with English;
9425, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in German. And 9445, All India Radio from New Delhi, the national service. And on 9515, the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany, broadcasting in Kurdish. And 9555, broadcasting service from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic from site in the Middle East. Another frequency for Radio Japan, Tokyo, is 9625, broadcasting in English. And that frequency is actually intended for from a reception here in Australia. 9675, Saudi Arabia, again, this time in Turkish. And 9670, another frequency for Radio Japan in Tokyo, broadcasting in Japanese. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting in French to Europe, the Middle East and Africa. And 9825, the BBC from Wolverton in the United Kingdom, broadcasting in Hausa. And 9870, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, that's this time the Arabic service. And 9525, the Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta in English. And 9475, a long pass signal from the USA, WTWW, broadcasting in English. So some interesting reception there, as noted here in Melbourne, in the 31 metre band between 1930 and 2000 as we move through the initial phases of the 2016 shortwave transmission season. And now some shortwave broadcasting station news. The Voice of America. Stations now using some new frequencies for an additional broadcast in French to Western Central Africa. This is on the air on Wednesdays and Saturdays between 0830 and 0900. On 12030 from Sao Tome, 100 kilowatts, 100 degrees antenna azimuth. 13750 from Botswana, also 100 kilowatts, 10 degrees antenna. And 15715, also from Botswana, also 100 kilowatts, up with 350 degrees antenna azimuth. So remember, Wednesdays and Saturdays, the new programs, and the additional programs of the Voice of America in French, 0832-0900. Now some information concerning the historical development of radio here in Australia. In the 1920s, advancement in wireless communication technology across Australia kept pace with those being made in the rest of the world. In August 1920, at the Royal Society's house in Sydney, a demonstration was given for the first time of wireless telephony. Later in the same year, a two-hour concert program was broadcast at the Queen's Hall in Melbourne. In 1921, AWA started weekly broadcast transmissions of gramophone records from their Melbourne offices each Monday night, and reception was observed throughout the country. These broadcasts have been claimed to be the first regular programs anywhere in the world. In 1921, Charles McClure of Strathfield, New South Wales, was one of the first recipients of a transmitting licence and broadcast musical programs in the Sydney area on a frequency of about 1400 kilohertz. It should be noted that it was not until 1920 that permits were made available for the reception of wireless telegraphy transmissions, and only under very special circumstances would transmitting licenses be issued. This, of course, had been a bitter disappointment to the many experimenters who had been carrying out wireless tests prior to the outbreak of World War I. However, many clubs and associations were formed at around 1920 for receiving purposes, and it was not until July 1922 that experimenters were successful in gaining general license approval. The announcement of a general license by the Prime Minister, Mr. Hughes, was followed by wholesale activity by experimenters everywhere in the country across Australia, with both private individuals and commercial enterprises taking out licences. In 1925, the sealed set system was introduced in August, following a conference of interested parties. Under this system, wireless receivers were sealed to respond to the wavelength of one station only, and the licensee paid a listening fee direct to the station owner. The first commercial licences were issued in November 1923 to broadcasters Sydney Limited, 2SB, and another to Farmer and Company, 2FC, on December the 5th, 1923. Their audiences were generally made up of enthusiasts and experimenters. In 1924, other stations commenced operations in Australia on medium wave, and the following 5 years or so would see a very rapid advancement in medium wave broadcasters, leading to the establishment of many stations throughout the Commonwealth of Australia. So there were a few notes concerning the early development of medium wave broadcasting here in Australia, which can be traced back to August of 1920.
Information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.